Bikurim Perik Base Mishnah Hay 2:5. Now we move on to another thing, which is Trumas Miser. Trumas Miser is the gift that the Levi gives from his Miser to the Kohen. It's 10% that he gives to the Kohen of the 10% he received as Miser Rishon. And essentially, Trumas Miser is the same as Truma Gadola in all respects, besides for the fact that the source of Truma Gadola is given from the farmer, whereas the source of Trumas Miser is given from the Levi. Okay. There is, however, one nuanced difference between the halachas of Truma Gadola and Trumas Miser, and that is, based on a pasuk, one could give Trumas Miser from one batch of produce on behalf of another batch of produce that's far away. There's no requirement for the two batches to be nearby. So in other words, if I have one basket, if I have, say, 50 grapes here and 50 grapes, you know, in Timbuktu, and I'm separating now my Trumas Miser, so Trumas Miser, the obligation is, again, that I'm giving a tenth of it, so I could give 10 grapes from my 50 here and say 5 are for the basket here and 5 are for the basket, you know, that I have back in Timbuktu. No problem with that. In contrast, when it comes to Truma Gadola, there's a requirement at Midaraisa to separate your Truma from all the batches while the batches are all Min HaMukaf, which means they're all in proximity one to the other. They have to be close together, either in the same room, or if you're Maka, they shouldn't mix. Actually, then they have to even be touching together. So they have to be close together, and perhaps even touching. So that's a requirement called Min HaMukaf, and it applies to Truma Gadola, but not to Trumas Miser. There's a separate din, all to itself, the din derabanan, that when it comes to taking Truma Gadola, so one is not allowed to take from, if again, you have, say, two batches of 50 grapes each, let's say, for argument's sake, 50 of the grapes are tame and 50 grapes are tahor. So if you're giving truma, you're supposed to give 1/50. So that's 2%, 1/50. So in the case of where you have 100 grapes, you'd have to give two of the grapes as truma. Now, if you have one batch of 50 tahor and one batch of 50 tame grapes, so you might want to do a Kohen a favor and say, listen, Kohen, I'll give you two grapes from the tahor batch, and one of the grapes will be on behalf of the tame batch. Why would you do that? Because at the end of the day, me as the farmer, I have 100 grapes, I have to give two to a Kohen. I'll be left with 98, and I'll eat them. If I give the Kohen one tahor and one tame grape, so then he's actually only, in effect, getting one grape, not two, because the tame grape he can't eat. He has to destroy, he has to burn it. And what's the good of burning a grape? It doesn't do anything for anyone. So you might think you're doing the Kohen a great favor. Let me give him two tahor grapes, and everyone's a winner. I still get my 98, and he gets two edible grapes. The problem is the rabbi says you can't do that, and you can't do it taking truma from tame, truma from tame on behalf of tahor, or as I guess I just said, tahor on behalf of tame. You can't do it either way. The reason why is because of that first rule I said, the halacha of min hamukaf, that the grapes have to be close together when you tie them. So since there's a requirement that the grapes should be close to one another, and maybe even require that they should touch one another, if you're makbid on the mixing, so we would be afraid that then, if one is tummy, one is tahor, you'll transfer tuma from the tummy grape to the tahor grapes. And that's disallowed. It's actually Isra Doraisa to be matama, the truma. You can't do that. And that being the case, the rabbi said, we're never taking truma from tahor on tummy, or vice versa, because of the halacha at midorabanan, because of the halacha midoraisa min hamukaf. But since there's no, of proximity, but since there's no requirement of min hamukaf of proximity when it comes to trumas meiser, there's no Isra Doraisa of taking Tame on behalf of Tahor, or Tahor on behalf of Tame, with Trumas Miser when the Levi is giving something to the Kohen. That's the one difference, and that's what the Mishnah is going to really focus on over here. The Mishnah will also say there's a couple ways in which Trumas Miser and Truma Gadola are similar. It's worth speaking out here for a second, as I've done a number of times throughout the Mishnayos, and I will, I'm sure, do it again. The Mishnayos are not meant to be written with the same precision and rigor that we're accustomed to in English and in Western writing. So just because the Mishnah here says there are two ways in which Trumas Miser and Truma Gadola are similar, that doesn't mean to suggest. There was never an intimation that there's two and not others. Not true. We're just focused on two particularly here, and it makes the Mishnah flow properly and is reasonable and it's memorable. But when we say two, we don't mean that it's just the two and not other ones. That's important to understand. That's how the Mishnayos work. Okay, so the Mishnah says inside, Trumas Maser Shavele Bikurim B'Shtei Drachim. There are two ways in which Trumas Maser is comparable, is equal to Bikurim. And the truma b'shtei drachim. There are two ways in which trumas meiser is like truma gedola. So first of all, we say nitelas min hatar al atame. Trumas meiser is like bikurim, inasmuch as you may take from tahor on behalf of tame. Meaning you could take tahor on behalf of tame for bikurim, and you could take tahor on behalf of tame for trumas meiser. In contrast, you may not take tahor from tame, as I explained before, when it comes to truma gadola, because of this mukaf issue. And second of all, shelo min hamukaf. There is no min hamukaf requirement. There's no proximity requirement based on a pasuk when it comes to taking trumas meiser, one batch on another batch. You could have one batch in Timbuktu. That's not a problem. In contrast, when it comes to truma gadola, that's not the case. You must have midoraisa, even you must have all your batches together when you're taking truma for the various batches. That's all kabikurim. So therefore, in those two cases, trumas meiser is like bikurim. On the other hand, it's like truman as much as v'oseres asagoren v'yesh lashir. Oseres asagoren means that the whole harvest it becomes forbidden at the threshing floor, at the goren, once you've finished gemar malacha, until you remove both truma gadola and trumas meiser. This is important. If you remember back from Maseches Damai, this was really what was going on in Damai, that people misunderstood, and they thought that if I haven't separated my meiser rishon for the Levi, there's no obligation to separate out trumas meiser at all. But that's false. While there's trumas meiser embedded in the foodstuffs, it's forbidden, and that being the case, there's a requirement to give not just truma gadol, but also trumas meiser before one can eat any of the produce, even a rye, once you've finished the production. And second of all, v'yesh la'ashir, there is a requirement, katruma, with both truma and trumas meiser, in terms of how much you must give. Trumas meiser, again, it's the 10th of the 10th, and truma is midrabban, at least a 60th. And again, the Mishnah, like I said before, there's no shir at all when it comes to bikurim. And as I spoke at just previously, the truth is the Yerushalmi says there is a shir of a 60th, but then we explain, like the Gra, for example, that the 60th requirement for truma is yes ma'akev. If you don't do it, you have to do it again. Whereas the 60th requirement of bikurim is not ma'akev, both being derabanan, but if you don't give the 60th, you give less than a 60th of bikurim. So once you've given it, you don't have to go back and do it a second time.